they go willingly?
Vistara was surprised.
Some do. Most do not.
Gavar shrugged his broad shoulders.
It matters not. They will go and do what we tell them, or they will suffer. And a little suffering often changes minds.
He smiled.
And so another world has yielded to the tribe what we need if we are to be strong and spread across this galaxy.
Vistara nodded.
I'm glad they are proving useful.
She glanced over her shoulder at him.
The apprentices, how are they doing?
He looked confused for a moment.
Apprentices?
The ones that Abeloth is turning mad,
Vistara said. Kai chuckled. Warm affection spread from him in the Force.
Dearest daughter, there's not a single thing wrong with any of the tribe's Sith apprentices that a good beating will not rectify.
But
I know what Talon told Skywalker. It is an utter fabrication. We got the idea from you, my clever girl. We needed a good reason for the Skywalkers to ally with us, and it made sense to claim that our apprentices were suffering the same fate as the Jedi Knights.
I see,
Vistara said. It was an excellent plan, one that played well upon the idealistic natures of both Skywalker men. It was sound enough that she herself, who ought to have known better, had believed it.
So, what is the true reason we are allying with them?
Gavar gazed at her shrewdly.
You have held your tongue and guarded your feelings well thus far. But I think perhaps that information should come later.
For an instant, a dark flicker of resentment welled up in Vistara, but she extinguished it almost as soon as it came. She was fairly certain her father hadn't noticed.
Of course, as you see fit.
I share your grief about Lady Rhea and Ari Ross,
Gavar continued, changing the subject. Vistara's brow furrowed slightly as she worked on the sketch, smudging out an inaccurate line with her fingers. She would have to remember to clean them before she left Luke's cabin. She had respected and had a healthy fear of Lady Alaris Rhea. She had been devoted to her, as befit a proper Sith apprentice to her master. But there had been no affection between them. Vistara did grieve for Ari, although at one point she had been willing to kill him herself if need be. Lady Rhea's words came back to her.
Want everything you wish. Hunger, burn for it if that fuels you. But never love anyone or anything so much that you cannot bear to lose it.
They died well, at the hands of the Skywalkers,
was all she said to her father.
You have met them. You know that there is no dishonor in falling against them.
True,
said Gavar Kai, stepping beside her and squeezing her shoulder affectionately as he peered at the sketch.
But I would just as soon neither of us fell against them.
Vistara grinned.
I agree.
My decision to come here was sound. I learned a great deal about them just from the little exposure I had a few moments ago. The journey before us will give us ample opportunity to learn more.
Vistara examined the sketch critically. She added a few more notes.
I will continue to share with you everything I learn.
You might be able to learn even more, or perhaps insinuate yourself better with them.
Finished, Vistara handed the sketch to her father and cleaned her hands at the sink.
I will do what I can, but I am a Sith, and their prisoner. What they have let me learn is only what they want me to know or the occasional accidental slip.
Kai turned her around to face him, his hands on her shoulders.
I am willing to wager that the slips have not come from Master Luke Skywalker.
There was something in the tone of his voice that made Vistara instantly alert.
No,
she said.
It is Ben who has told me the most.
You are attracted to the Skywalker boy.
It was a statement, not a question, and Vistara's stomach clenched. She wanted to deny it, but this was her father, who knew her better than anyone. Even without the use of the Force, he would know if she lied to him about this.
Yes, I am,
she said softly, not meeting his eyes.